These trees he fells toward each other, so that, if possible, their tops meet. When this is done, he has the backbone for his dam. Then he fills in with stakes and small logs and finally plasters up all the holes with mud and sod. When he has finished, it is as tight as any man-made dam. But if trees are not available, he can do without them. He can cut logs, roll them into place, and make a dam wholly out of logs. The beaver seems to understand how powerful moving water is. At any rate, his dam usually curves upstream in the middle, and every engineer knows that a dam built in this way is the strongest. The beaver also provides a waste waterway which runs around one end of the dam. So, when the water is high, it flows around the end instead of washing away the top of the dam. He is very watchful of the dam, and if it begins to leak, he investigates at once.